Our Academic All-Star interviews continue today, and today we go to St. Genevieve High School, where we get the pleasure of visiting with Danielle Kemper. She was this year's valedictorian at St. Genevieve. And Danielle, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'll tell you what, there's a heck of a lot of competition to become salutatorian and valedictorian, just like a sports team, isn't there?
Yes, there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Well, tell us about your 4 years in St. Genevieve. Did they go by pretty fast for you?
Yes, they went by extremely fast. I can't believe I'm graduating.
Well, tell us a bit about some of the things that you did in St. Genevieve, other than hitting the books, obviously. Tell us about some of the clubs and sports and other things that you were a part of.
Well, I participated in the St. Genevieve High School National Honor Society for 3 years now, and I was the president of it this year. So we do a lot of volunteer work around the community. And I was the class treasurer sophomore year. I've been in FBLA my junior and senior year. I played softball all 4 years, and I have been a part of the Dragon's Lair production crew this year. That it's a club that just started these past few years with technology, so we help with like the display board.
Sounds like that kept you pretty busy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Danielle, did you have a particular teacher that was a big help to you during your 4 years at St. Genevieve?
I would say Mr. Zuspin, Mr. Steve Zuspin.
And why is that? And why is that?
Well, he helped me figure out that science and like chemistry was probably going to be my major. And he's just been a really inspiring teacher. He always encourages his students, and he's always believed in me. So he was a big help.
Especially when you're having a tough day, that's somebody you can go and talk to, isn't it?
Yes, he's a person you can always talk to, and he always knows how to cheer you up.
How about your parents? Who are they?
Tracy and Daniel Kemper.
And how have they supported you these past 4 years?
My mom and dad have been really supportive these past 4 years. My mom, anytime I need to stay up late and study, she's always there. So anytime I have like a huge test, she's always okay to study with me. It doesn't matter how long. So I really appreciate her. And they always believe in me that I can do it. And they tell me it's okay, like even if I make mistakes and even if it's not the grade I wanted, they're still proud of me. So it's always nice.
So let's talk about college now. High school's behind you. You're looking ahead to college. Where will you be going?
I will be going to Truman State University next fall, or this coming fall, I guess.
And what are your plans there?
At Truman State University, I plan to major in chemistry and or biology. And hopefully after I graduate, I can head off to be a medical oncology researcher.
What made you decide on that career?
Well, cancer's been a part of my life on both sides of my family. Like both my grandparents or grandmother suffered from it, so I like to maybe make a difference and help find treatments and new drugs that could help lessen the effects and help prolong lives.
Now, Danielle, is this something you'd like to do locally? Would you like to return home someday, or do you want to maybe go out and see the world and eventually settle down in a big city?
Well, I would like to travel the world. That is one of my goals. So hopefully I can travel a little bit and then maybe come back home. Maybe so. I mean, St. Jen is a great school. So we'll see.
Where would you like to go?
Well, I think it would be cool to do even like Doctors Without Borders or even study abroad overseas. I'd like to travel all the big cities in the United States, like New York and like San Francisco, California, just travel and see what's out there in the world.
So you don't really care where you go as long as you get to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, I really do like to travel.
What are your plans for this final summer of freedom?
Well, hopefully I'll get to hang out with my friends that I've made here at St. Jen, you know, one last summer to relive the memories. And hopefully still do a little bit of traveling with my family. Spend time with them before I have to leave them for school.
Well, congratulations on being named valedictorian at St. Genevieve High School. Great effort on your part, and good luck with your future.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. That's Danielle Kemper joining us today. She is this year's valedictorian at St. Genevieve High School, part of our Academic All-Star interviews on regional radio.